8:37 on WMAL. Mary Walter with Vince Colonies live from CPAC. And right now, joining us is James Damore. He is the author, and all I have to say, the author of The Google Memo, and everyone knows what we are about, The Google Memo. James, good morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
All right, so you used to work for Google, and they have an internal communications device, you know, threads that go around that are visible only internally, as a lot of companies do amongst employees. And you posted something on there regarding the corporate culture at Google. What did you post?
Yeah, so the document was called Google's Ideological Echo Chamber, and it was talking about how we have a very left-biased culture at Google and how anyone that has a dissenting opinion is really shamed and silenced. And yeah, I was addressing how this manifests in our diversity policies, where no one is able to dissent against it, and anyone that does is instantly shamed. And you know, that's what happened with me, where I presented, hey, here are some things that we should take into account that would actually help our diversity policies, but it's against the groupthink. And then people started calling me misogynist, sexist, racist, and eventually I was fired.
So they started bullying you. They started bullying you, which we know is a tactic of the left. If they hear something they don't like, they shut that speech down by bullying you and make it just not worth it for you to even speak up.
James, what was the reason they gave you for firing you?
So their reason was perpetuating gender stereotypes.
What does that mean? what did you speak? Perpetuating gender stereotypes?
Yeah, I give some ways in which men and women tend to be different.
Yes.
Just on average.
Yes.
And so they were saying that that was perpetuating gender stereotypes.
I see. And are some stereotypes true, would you say?
So definitely these were based on psychological research.
I'm just wondering, because just the words perpetuating gender stereotypes, I mean, like, a stereotype is the sky is blue. So that's a stereotype. Well, it's also true.
Or men are taller than women on average.
It's a stereotype, all right? Easy, James, with your stereotyping. So they fire you, and then you sued Google. So is this a wrongful termination suit? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, and it also involves a lot of other things that legalese type stuff, like the harassment and discrimination against conservatives, men, and whites and Asians.
So that lawsuit was in January. Where has it gone since then?
Lawsuits are slow.
Yes, they are.
But we've heard from a lot of people, and we're planning on adding some more stuff.
Did any Google employees come to your defense?
Some did, but very few. Many emailed me privately and said, you know, yes, I fully support you, but I don't want to say anything because I'll get fired too.
Right. So are we looking at is this becoming a class action suit with other Google employees who are willing to stand up and say he's right?
Yeah, this is a class action lawsuit.
Okay. And how many people are in on it with you? Approximately, do you know?
So that's to be determined.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Gotcha. So where are you now? What's the latest on this? What's the thing that you're involved in at this moment? I mean, you know what? Let me back this up. Why are you at CPAC? That's a good place to start.
To talk to more people, and you know, we're fighting Google, the most powerful company in the world.
Yes.
And you know, it's not easy. So we're also looking for additional funding for the legal case.
Yes.
So there's Funded Justice and James Damore, if you just look that up.
It's called Funded Justice?
Yeah.
And James Damore. Okay. So James, let's talk about funds. What have you done since Google fired you?
Yeah, I've done some freelance stuff, and I've written some articles, but I've also looked for work in Silicon Valley, and that's been really rough.
How has it been rough? Have you done interviews and gotten bad responses, or are people just blacklisting you outright?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're blacklisting me outright because, I mean, I was a senior software engineer at Google. I should be able to find another software job, but they're not responding.
I mean, it'd be one thing, I would think, if you were to, like, complain externally about Google prior to being fired. Your complaints were detailed in a memo that was sent internally in the company, in a vehicle for self-improvement. The company has this area so that you can actually have this conversation. So a prospective employer might look at you and say, well, he conducted that conversation internally. He's not really a liability to my company, but that's not the reception you're getting in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, and I think no one wants the controversy, maybe. And there's also just a general blacklist of people perceived to be conservative.
So why not organizations like the ACLU coming to your defense? Have you gotten anything from them at all?
No, unfortunately.
Because you would think that the American Civil Liberties Union,
yes,
would be interested in protecting your liberties and your rights to speak. But that's not happening.
But nothing.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with all of their things. Maybe they do more just government censorship,
no,
or it's also private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're just on the wrong side of the aisle, buddy.
Yeah.
So have you been surprised by anybody coming to your support, or has it been pretty much down the line in terms of politics, Republicans and Democrats?
Yeah, it's pretty much politics.
Yes.
There are some people that are on the left, but just don't like how authoritarian a lot of the left politics has become.
That's right.
And they do support me.
So there's some of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Look, I want to talk more about this in a second. I want to ask you what Silicon Valley is really like and how it affects the average user at home, because I think that's a good conversation and you're in a good position to answer it. James Damore, the Google Memo author, is with us. More with him in a moment.
It's 8:44 on WMAL. Currently in our nation's capital, 56 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL. We're here with James Damore, Vince and I at CPAC. James Damore, who is the author of the Google Memo, talking about corporate culture,
yes,
in Silicon Valley and how it really does put conservatives in the closet. You speak your mind, you lose your job. James, let's talk about how that also bleeds over into the private sector, into people who use Google, people who use Facebook, Twitter, and all of those. So I've heard, when I go to search something on Google, what I see may not be, for instance, the most popular searches that come up, that some things may be filtered out. Is that part of the algorithm? Do they do that?
Yes, there's definitely filtering and adjustments to the algorithm. It's always hard to know what exactly they're doing because it's all a black box. But they will adjust things just according to what feels right and what looks right. But if you're, for example, a liberal, you may see this something from Fox News and say, oh yeah, that's a worse result than CNN. And so there's many ways where this bias can bleed into the results.
Well, gotcha. In an environment where you can talk about trends among men and women and then be fired for perpetuating gender stereotypes, you've got to believe that sort of that worldview is going to bleed over into how they actually develop their products, which is to say, if that's enough to get canned by Google, why would they, like, you know, allow search results that, quote, perpetuate gender stereotypes to be topfold?
Right, especially, you know, when you look at, oh, men and women, psychological differences, and the first result is, you know, confirms everything that I said. They don't want that.
Wait, let me Google. I'm Googling the words James Damore right now. I want to see what comes up. Oh, it's just all a bunch of stuff crapping on you.
Let's be very clear about what happened to James Damore.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, you never know if Google actually has a hand in this. But the point is, we look at products like this. You look at Facebook, especially after the election, right, where they're like, oh, Russian propaganda, fake news, et cetera. Each of these companies, I don't know about at Google, but at Facebook, they're basically saying, like, look, it really didn't actually hit that many people. That many people didn't see fake news. It had a very small impact. But then when we point that out, it's like, no, we got to change things. We got to fix them. Well, fixing things sounds like a very scary thing.
Right.
Because it means less speech, not more. What's your view on this?
Yeah, it's definitely dangerous, and you know, you have to be really careful. For example, sometimes when they were training fake news classifiers, they would just train it on pro-Trump fake news rather than pro-Hillary fake news. And so what they would identify is just only one side, and they wouldn't filter out anything that was pro-Hillary.
This is in Facebook's case?
This was someone at Google told me this.
Someone at Google told you that? So they were going out of their way to just get rid of fake news that was pro-Trump. But fake news that was pro-Hillary could fly.
Right.
Wow. So,
and it doesn't even necessarily have to be conscious that they're doing this, but
here's another recent example. On Google, and I'm being told now I'm out of time, but on Google recently they had a fact check feature. It only existed for conservative sites. It didn't work on liberal sites. And when you ask, they're like, well, it's the algorithm. Really? Feels like some humans must be involved somewhere.
Yeah.
James Damore, thank you. Really appreciate you joining us here on Mornings in the
Best
Mall. Have a good CPAC, sir.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
Very nice.